The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the first episode of The Rest of Your Life, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd here at the Dogwater Studios. With me are my main men, Mr. Nick Ramirez, and appearing for the 10th week in a row, Chewbacca.
10 weeks?
I haven't been counting. Who cares? Dogwater Dick's in the studio. And oh my God, is that karma? But who cares? Because right now in the studio, we've got Idol Smashers.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah.
How are you?
The suspense was killing me. Right? Who's going to speak first?
How you doing, Nick?
Good. How are you doing?
Excellent. I had a great weekend doing nothing at my home while that little brat of my seed.
Yes.
Your wife's daughter?
Yes.
Wife's daughter?
My wife's daughter was just being awful. Had to pull out the, you don't have to love me. You don't even have to like me. But you're going to goddamn well better respect me when you live in my house.
Word.
Speech.
Yeah.
I thought we'd really have at least until like teen years before I had to whip that one
out.
Yeah,
that worked on me till I was 14 and I began the fuck you mom phase.
Oh, right. Okay, so my timing is about correct on this.
Get off my nuts,
fourth
mom.
Fourth grade, yeah.
She's ahead of the curve.
It's all about her.
Remember when they said she had a reading level that was ahead of the curve?
Yeah.
She also has
an asshole level.
Yeah, asshole level that's ahead of the curve.
It's an early starter.
Well, yeah, I mean,
so
knock that out of the way.
We spent a great weekend at home cleaning it.
Rad.
It was fun and fantastic, let me tell you.
Did it get clean?
Huh?
Clean good?
I hardly did shit.
Yeah, but I mean it's clean
did,
now.
Yeah, the whole place is a lot cleaner now. Well, I made her do it twice, three times.
Yeah. Good, yeah. You got to get the point across. You can't just buff it.
I kind of like this, leaning back, being dad, playing a video game while she cleans the house.
Get used to it. That's going to be the rest of your life.
Build up some resentment there.
Yeah, you remember that you said that, little girl, when you're calling me up at 17, wasted at a party, and Tommy won't leave you alone.
That blows dead beer.
Mm-hmm.
And
it will.
Uncle Nick will be down there with you. And
well,
the fuck out of Tommy.
Oh, yeah. that's a different chapter in
poor
the story.
Poor Tommy. He's just doing what comes natural.
That's the harrowing cliff shaker.
And say no.
Cliffhanger. Cliff shaker? Cliffhanger. That's
no.
What?
Wow. Hi. I can talk. Hey, Idol Smashers, what's happening?
How's
I recognize you, man with the glasses.
Is that Nate the intern?
No, that's not Nate the intern. That is Nathan Sanders, the production
professional
assistant.
Professional musician.
All right.
Dude, crazy fucking band guy who goes nuts at shows and makes out with chicks drunk.
Oh, man. Dude,
rock star.
Rick, we cannot talk about that.
And actually, Rick, making out with
you. Theoretically.
Respect.
Making out with you does not count as hot chicks.
Or any chicks.
Well, I thought we'd start
not even if I'm wearing a dress. Yeah.
But it does count as hot.
Yeah, that's right.
True.
I
guess Rick is hot.
Kind of gross.
I've rubbed those little Italian nipples.
I bet.
They're not little anymore.
That's unfortunate.
Man. Oh, man. I don't have boy nipples anymore.
Have I made it uncomfortable here yet?
Nope.
For you?
No, you got to
have it uncomfortable. I know
Nick,
men have
we
nipples.
We need to start talking about the actual act before we gross Nick out.
Bullshit.
No. Okay, moving along. And hey, record time talking about dicks. Okay, back to the band, Idol Smashers. Nate, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are y'all guys?
We're excellent, and you're joined by, you
Tyrus.
Want to introduce your guys?
Yep, we've got
Hi,
Tyrus
I'm
on
Tyrus.
Drums.
I play drums.
Hi, Tyrus.
And other percussion instruments.
Sweet.
I'm John, and I'm a necrophiliac. I mean, what?
Wow.
That's a big-ass word.
That seems to come to as a shock to her.
She's just a puppy.
There is a mute in the studio right now. She can't say a word at all, but she's sitting at his side.
He's prepping her.
Yeah, does
Are
he make
you a vampire?
Does he make you stand by the window at night before you come to bed
so your skin temperature cools off? She's nodding yes.
Huh?
Right. Yeah.
We had a friend who knew a girl that
Run
did that.
For your life.
Really?
And she had a creepy boyfriend that made her stand out in the cold to make her as cold as possible so that when he had sex with her, she would seem like a dead body.
Right.
And we thought that made him a freak. We thought that made him a freak. And then our friend slept with her and said that she fucked like a dead woman. And so it turns out that the freaky guy was actually making the best of a bad situation.
She was going with it.
I didn't know the end of that.
It's like God gives you lemons.
Yeah. Yeah. Back in the day, Justin boned her and he was all, dude, ugh. It was like fucking a dead girl. So
wow, crazy.
Like, oh. Well, if she just lays there, then she deserves to be cold.
Right. Yeah.
She can do whatever she wants.
Cold and gray.
Dead fish syndrome.
So anyway.
Yeah. When that happens, if that ever happens, like in the past, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I never just leave, dude. I'm just all, well, if it isn't even fun for you, I'm not going to do this, you know?
Can I borrow a couple bucks?
Feel fucking creepy. Yeah.
I'd like to feel like you're a part of this.
Can we do this together? Get the fuck out of here.
Do this together.
Yeah, no, I had one girlfriend like that when I worked at McDonald's. Shut up. She worked there, too. and we didn't date for very long, and it largely had to do with that and the associated daddy issues that I could tell were attached that I did not
you
want
to. You could tell back then you're that.
Dude, no, I was 19. There were like big flashing warning lights.
You worked at McDonald's when you were 19?
That's not that bad.
It's okay.
I guess not that bad.
I was a zone manager.
And staying at home.
Sweet.
Shit, some of the people I did,
they
I'd be
paid
happy
me
they
an extra 20 cents.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Ooh. That's right.
And you probably rode that shit like the wind.
And then I missed my morning shift one too many times because I smoked a lot of pot with the late night manager.
Oh, back when you used to do that?
Yeah. And then when I was 19, and I would regularly show up to work late. So they busted me down. Yeah. Wah, wah, wah. There is my saga with McDonald's and why I'll never get asked to be at Burger University.
Good fries.
There's still time, Rory.
I've turned my life around.
I'm sure they don't keep a permanent record.
As soon as this Reverend Rory Dow bullshit falls through, you could like fall back on that.
Yeah.
You could try Burger King.
Can you? Yeah,
they give you 40 cents extra now.
Will the Reverend Rory Dow fit on a name tag? I don't know. Hi, my name is...
Well, we probably shouldn't talk about the time when I sold weed out of a Taco Bell drive-thru in Missouri.
Oh, my God.
Capitalism.
Anyway, but enough about
how
me.
Old were you then?
You guys, all right, you guys, as I mentioned earlier, off-air, John and Tyrus, I've seen you somewhere before. You guys have been on the podcast with Victims of the Cave.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah. Well, welcome back. Welcome back. So this is, like, kind of fun. Everybody's been here.
Yep.
Hey. That's for later.
Who's the silent one? And why is she here?
She's
mute. In the band?
Is she allowed to talk? She's number one
talk.
Supporter.
She can talk. Oh, talk, I just though. Didn't think she could. Yeah. Oh, there's some laughter. We got it.
There she is. Okay. The audience is like, there's no girls
your,
in
just
there.
Say your name. What's your name?
I'm Nessie.
Hey, Nessie, we're going to be referring to you throughout the whole show, so everybody knows who we're talking about.
Right.
Welcome. Yeah, now she's got this, like, deer in the headlights look on her face.
For the show pictures, Rory, there's one of her licking John's nipple sitting in that chair.
Yeah. Oh, so there will be proof that she was here.
So, yeah, people will know who you're talking about.
It will be on the website.
Nessie. Oh, yeah. Nessie, she just decided she wanted
Speaking
to sit in
Italian
with her boyfriend.
Nipples.
That's super. Welcome.
Are they Italian?
You're
going
to be a part
Italian.
Of the show, whether or not you want to be.
You just call me Italian, Rick?
No, he said Italian.
You better be careful
you
who you're calling Italian.
My nipples?
You don't have any hair on your chest.
You called my nipples Italian.
Check this out. Check this
like
out.
Little pepperoni.
Wow, we're getting some chest hair showdown here in the studio right now.
I'm sorry I'm missing this.
Tyrus has a nice little man carpet. Matches the beard on his face.
I can't wait until I'm like 50 and it's gray and I'm like a wolf.
That'll happen before you know.
Prowling through the night, my chest is out of sight.
Nice.
And I'll bone you hot if I might.
Tyrus, do you like show tunes?
No, I hate Broadway. No, I don't hate it. I like the movie Grease.
I hate that movie. I hate that whole thing.
Yeah. Honey, what do we call those folks?
Not everything is for everybody.
Grease sucks.
Riku.
Yeah,
and I don't get
I
operas
it,
either.
What a cocksucker.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Actually, I don't know if you remember, but when I started talking gay, it was because of Tyrus.
Yep. Yeah.
Tyrus always. Tyrus did but then I found out he was doing a Al Gore impersonation.
I was making fun of Al Gore.
So really, that's nothing to do with sucking dick at all. It was just.
I didn't know Al Gore had a homosexual accent.
Emperor of the Moon. The Emperor of the Moon.
Yeah.
Right. That's Al Gore's claim to fame. Mm-hmm. First Emperor of the Moon.
Oh. Yeah.
And he also invented the internet.
Oh yeah. Oh, right. And the environment. He invented that.
Yeah, he invented the environment and then tried to save it.
His wife's
only
a fucking
Bush to completely destroy it in 4 years. Or at least he's...
All saved. Part of his 17 incredibly secure... 17-step incredibly circuitous plan to take over the world. Step seven. World order. Check.
I blame Obama, dude.
Yeah.
Excuse me, what are we doing?
I don't know, honey. That's a
good
very
point.
Good question.
Just like, let's...
Thanks, Rico.
Do we have a song?
Well, what, but we were setting song. Up all this crap, and out of the blue, we had... Should we skip
Well,
it
I
yet?
Thought we were going to go... Like, let's go to a song. Do that after okay. a song.
So, jeez. Tyrus, you have to leave.
I do?
Yeah. I tease you.
You're not welcome here.
Well, fuck you guys.
You're not one of us.
Later, dude.
You're just a drummer. Go to the basement studio.
Time to go beat off, dude.
Studio.
Yeah, now you can jack off in peace.
You know, Studio C.
Going
four.
Down.
Toledo. Oh, the hilarity. I have to raise my mic a billion feet because I'm tall, man.
Yeah.
Tall
yeah,
man.
Tall man activate. Shit.
What are you like? Six,
Immolation Tyrus?
6'2".
It doesn't go high. Okay.
6'3". What? How tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
Oh.
No, let's
I
do
just got my butt
first.
Touched, and it was hot as fuck.
And he does totally have this, like, young Dave Mustaine missing. Thing going on.
Now, oh, I thought Nick was sitting next to you. Did he touch your butt?
Oh, Nick? No. I'm oh, sitting man. Between no. Chewbacca and
that'd be
Rory.
Hot, too.
Oh, right. Oh,
and I'm touching
Chewbacca's.
Their butts.
Yeah. Yeah. A butt touching motherfucker.
That's not my butt, but we can call it that on air.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
No.
I thought your butt was
it's as big as my butt.
As you were, Nick. As you were.
Faggot.
Hey. Told you not to use that kind of language outside of the house.
They like to be called homosexual Americans.
Well, it's not
now. Homosexual Americans.
Homo Americans.
Send all the faggots back to Africa.
Wow. Rick, please give me a namaste.
That's a really good idea. Where's the namaste?
Namaste.
Oh, see, now it's okay. We can continue.
Okay.
Build a fence between us and Gay Town.
I want to go to Gay Town.
Gay Town.
Everybody's a little bit gay.
Hey, Cuba needs an entertainment industry now. Give them.
Can I go?
No.
All right.
Okay, you guys
are
gonna
you
play
guys ready?
Are you on standby? Did we ever decide that? Oh, you make sure beautiful is. Noise.
Yep. Nate knows what he's doing.
Yes. Ready, Tyrus?
Yeah, I'm so ready.
Yeah!
rad.
Fucking shred it,
like
Nate.
Thick and heavy and screamy and
demonic-y. Yeah.
Yeah.
Slithery.
Slithery like a snake.
If. His tongue is just all over this room, ladies and gentlemen.
Yikes. Yeah,
all over. In
here. Might want to bleach these afterwards.
Yeah, some of that. Smells very different in here.
Could
are
the
correct,
intern
Tyrus.
Bring in a little bit of Lysol?
It's my butt.
To spray you down, Tyrus?
It smells like a locker room after
I'm
a
back.
Loss. That's what it always smells like in here.
Smells like failure.
The stench of failure.
The stench of failure. So nice.
Welcome to it. Get used to it, gentlemen. No, that was good stuff. Really.
Awesome, dude.
Get used to this.
Right to the top with a bullet, let me tell you. No, this is pretty cool. Nate, you've stopped being in the show so much and been playing more music with these assholes.
Yep, pretty much. Yeah, it's been that.
I blame you guys for taking away one of my favorite assistants for Rick.
It's kind of what happened, right?
Yeah, like, no, that's
the band
totally.
Band practice fell on the night that they do. Yeah, that we do
that's
the show.
Pretty,
you guys need
to
have a different night for band practice,
yeah,
and it's because
selfish.
Of us.
Well, what day?
I don't know
guys...
where my daughter gets that self-centered.
Monday. Yeah,
yeah, it's always Monday.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And that
you
comes
you
down
gonna
to
ask us what day we record.
None
I was
of
trying
you
to snitch on it.
And yeah, and yet you also never show up to the open mic afterwards either. The open mic you can catch every Monday at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor, blazing mics.
I did that once.
I'll be hosting this week coming up.
Hey, is that going to be you? Hey, this last week with our good friend Mac Esposito was fantastic. But next week is going to be great.
I doubt that.
It's going to be hot and bothered.
Yordi.
That's right, honey.
All right. Should we get to a commercial since there's an awkward
yeah.
silence?
Yeah, hey, that awkward silence brought to you by Felix Danger and Pinky Polanski. God, that's hard now. It just doesn't flow. And our wonderful, wonderful sponsor,
Reno Carson Messenger.
What is Reno Carson Messenger? Criminal, corporate, and employment-related skip tracing. What is skip tracing? The process of locating someone's whereabouts. Skip, the person being searched for. Tracing, the act of locating the skip. Process server, delivery of court-ordered documents. Daily service in Reno, Carson City, and Las Vegas. Orders can be placed online. Messenger, getting documents from point A to point B in record time. Plus, twice daily stops at every court and law firm in the Reno Carson Messenger route, including judges, prosecutors, auditors, government and insurance companies, plus all downtown core businesses. Reno Carson Messenger is the oldest and largest messenger service in Northern Nevada, proudly serving the legal community since 1982. Now that you know what we do, give us a call at 775-322-2424. Or for more info, visit us online at renocarson.com. That number again is 322-2424.
Yeah. Thank you, Jamie. RenoCarsonMessenger.com.
Yeah. Check it out.
Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I miss Jamie. I hope she comes back.
Yeah.
Football season's only 17 weeks long.
Oh, that's right. She has to do football, Monday Night Football.
And our good friend Tom Plunkett back in his house.
Are you fucking serious? Oh, that's so awesome.
Yes, Tommy is back in the house looking...
Yeah. Yep. He had
like
a garage
all
sale.
Better,
yeah.
Or
fucking
and
Raiders
you scored a really awesome guitar.
Yes. That's what I was going to tell everybody. my friend Tommy hooked me up with a really nice Epiphone for a really nice price.
That's
very
awesome.
Cool.
So when he has garage sales, folks, go down there and get yourself some good gear for a fair price.
There's a strange stare.
Thank you, Tommy. I think that was my big deal. Thank you, brother.
Tyrus lost to the staring
I did
contest.
Lose. I started to tear up, and I didn't want to cry.
And he was battling two people at once. So
yeah,
that's
true.
Made it
I already
difficult.
Lost when I did that.
If you can have a staring contest with two people at the same time, you're a badass.
Yeah, that's hard. You gotta aim
for it. You have a lazy
either a badass. Yeah, yeah.
My friend badass. Keith could do that.
No, trust
yeah,
me.
Yeah, Keith was a hell of a... Stare down
yeah.
contest guy.
Especially if you were on his left side, I think.
He kind of look at you with his good eye and kind of look away with his bad eye.
So to steer it back to Nate.
Okay.
About how long ago was that you left the show and started playing with these guys?
We were playing before I left, but I guess it's been 3 or 4 months now, Rick?
Yeah.
Is that about right? Yeah. And it's because our bass player, who's not here, he has custody days. So we have limited times.
Like,
where
he has custody of his kids, not that he's in custody.
Right.
That's always questionable with Mitch. Technically, it is the case.
Mitch will remain nameless because he's not here and he gets an F.
Except for that his name is Mitch.
He should be the one getting used to
the
scent of failure.
Beep that out.
Mitch will remain nameless. I repeat, Mitch.
His name's Mitch.
We won't mention his name, but his name was Mitch.
Which rhymes with
Smitch.
Smitch as well.
Smitch.
Itch.
Oh.
Itch.
Twitch.
So, Ditch. There's a lot of laughter in the background. Some of you might be able to hear.
There's guests
the
here.
Show. We have more guests in Rick's studio.
House guests.
In Studio B, we have the return of a Reno legend. Wanderers amongst the wilds of the United States highways and seedy clubs.
Spreading the word of Reno throughout the land. That's
I was right. fucking getting the shit ready, and I'm all stressed out. All this shit's going on. And then the door opens up, and from around the corner piles... Karma,
ladies and gentlemen.
Karma. And my first words were what?
Greg,
like,
Michelle,
what the
and Carter
fuck are you guys doing
back
here?
From the road.
Welcome home. Get
miles.
The fuck out.
I can't hang out right now.
It's
be on
Monday.
The show?
Why are you here?
Hey, do you want to be on the show?
Hey. So hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
So introduce yourselves so the audience know who you are.
Hi.
Oh, Michelle. Me right here?
Get right up on your mic. Oh, are you right up on your mic?
I'm Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Welcome to hear your voice.
Welcome home,
Jesus
Michelle.
Jesus Christ, it's like you've never done this before.
I'm Greg here.
Welcome home, Greg.
Thank
Greg
you.
Greg knows a microphone. He knows what to do when stuck with a black
I know,
thing in his
yeah,
face.
I just go...
good to have you back, buddy.
Carter, can we get a hello from you?
Hello, it's Carter.
There's Carter.
Right. There we are.
Hey. Welcome home, Carter.
Hey, thank you.
Yep. Sexy,
how do you like
sexy,
the,
distant Carter.
How do you like the new dog water?
Oh, it's very first time
we
here.
We love it.
It's
we weird. Love it, man. Looks great.
It's nice that it's not in Sparks,
yeah.
huh?
No.
Idol smashes from Sparks.
Oh, Rick's moving up in the
not all of them.
Sparks core, yeah, I moved.
Well, you're from
Sparks.
Texas. You can't
I'm
even
sorry.
Talk.
That's true.
Sparks core, baby. That's all right. He grew up in Sparks, so he can't ever get it off his dirty Nevada soul.
I lived
soul.
There till high school, and then I left, yes.
Yeah, what's you up? Can never get that off.
I just no. left. Lena Juniper straight edge,
like earlier tonight.
I'm all about I'm Florence kidding. Drake and Sparks Middle.
That's fucking ruled. Dilworth sucks suck balls.
Dilworth does suck balls. Fuck Dilworth.
Dilworth sucks fucking cock balls. Cocks and the balls.
Nobody
the
likes Dilworth.
The whole shamboozle.
The whole thing.
Yep.
What was wow. that joke that we thought was like, Salt Lake so close to Reno, you could smell Sparks.
Yeah. Salt Lake does smell like Sparks.
I didn't know polygamy had a smell.
It smells like pus
it's that
and
briny
brine
scent
shrimp.
Of fish. Oh, boy. Well, hey, how was your trip?
You guys survived.
Yeah, we made it back.
Jesus, I mean, you've been everywhere, as I understand it, right?
How many shows did you do?
25 states.
Let's mention the states you weren't at instead, because that'll take less time.
Well,
actually,
no,
I think
well, we've
time.
Been to half
equal
the
equal
states.
Time, yeah.
Say, okay, so.
I only went to
you didn't
half.
Go to Hawaii.
No, didn't go to Alaska, didn't go to North Dakota.
Texas?
Yes. Yeah. Did you guys play Sioux City in South Dakota? 900
miles. Okay. No, South Dakota.
No, South
so you missed two Minnesota. Three of the 48 states, because I'm imagining you didn't go to Hawaii as well.
No, right. In Nebraska.
You said 25 states. There's 50 states, right?
Yeah.
No, well, so that's
sure?
all of them.
I think there's 48.
20,000
there's only
miles.
25, but everybody drunk looking at the map, they think it's 50 because they're seeing double.
We could probably consolidate and just turn it down to 25 states. That'd be awesome.
100, like I said a minute ago, 100 states.
Grab a partner.
There's 100 of them.
20,000 miles.
So yeah.
That's a long
amazing.
Fucking drive.
You guys...
I want to punch people after, like, 300.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Were there, like, gnarly fights? Like, did Carter not talk for 3 days one time?
Well...
Yeah, and where's your bass player?
not to understate the obvious.
When you left, you were four people, and now you're three
came
people.
Came back in three
Are
pieces.
You sure?
All fingers
Are
intact.
You sure? I'm pretty sure there's just
Wait,
missing a member.
Donner Party. I mean,
but Carter, did you? Carter,
did you eat him?
Carter left. Did you leave Adam in New Jersey?
No, man. That
I
was
thought
your,
you got him. You got him. You were supposed to get him in the van.
That was your job, man, and you botched
Fuck,
it.
I thought you got him.
Fuck,
botched
on this
it.
Whole time.
How many months ago was that? Too.
All right. Hey, will you guys get a fucking room?
Yeah, we're in one. You're in it too. Get out.
Mom, you don't understand.
Oh.
The nipple licking just continues. Jesus.
On and on.
You know when like one of the members, you know one of the members of your band gets a girlfriend and that girlfriend insists on being there all the time?
Yoko.
You know when that happens?
It's like that.
Yoko, but it's only Yoko.
She carries more it's shit than I do downstairs. So I'm completely cool.
Okay, well, if she actually does work, then
she's a maniac
she was totally
with moving stuff. She moved everything.
Okay, so the buzzer was for Tyrus.
But Nessie.
And, all right, cool. No, you're a roadie. You get to be in here. That's cool. See?
But just like it happened, like Yoko, she was all.
I'm doing the roadie.
Yoko
didn't pick up
during
shit.
One of the albums. They actually brought a bed into the studio and laid it down so that
Isn't
Yoko
this...
could lay on the bed while they recorded.
I don't even think Yoko was Italian.
John?
Don't do that, Nessie. Don't do that.
Good point. Weird.
What?
Is it his name John?
His name is totally John. Oh, we have to start calling her Yoko from now on.
No, don't ever do that.
She's sad.
Please,
that
that's
sad.
Fucked up.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Don't ever do that.
No.
That was rude.
Shots.
I'll take it back, Rick.
Oh,
take
no.
It back.
Don't ever call her Yoko.
Oh, no.
Oh no!
She's sharpening
Don't
her
call
wrist
her that.
Spikes, Rick. Yeah, and she's pulling out a buck knife. I think that is.
And her spikes sock? On her wrist too, oh. Or her dude spikes.
You will be sacrificed.
In both cases, it makes John way happier though having her there. So
there you go.
Yeah. See.
That sharpened some spikes.
But remember, Yoko ended the Beatles. You gotta watch out.
I'm slowly trying to turn it into.
Did you guys know that the Beatles were ended at Epcot?
I just wanted that parent sign the papers at Epcot and Disney World.
They were gonna do that?
Yep.
What?
So, the Beatles signed the contract that broke them up at Epcot and Disney World.
Oh, yeah?
Have you guys ever been to Epcot?
Disney World is
the Epcot Center.
It sucks ass. I completely
I've been
understand.
To the El Rancho
well, that's okay,
Swap Meet.
The Beatles were a boy band. Yep, they were.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You'll do well in the quiz ahead.
Yep.
Hey, Karma.
What?
Did you guys listen to any of our shows while you're on the road?
We listened.
We were on
Be
one.
Honest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you were on the
Remember?
Phone on one. Yeah.
In New York?
Did you listen to that?
Well, there's not always Wi-Fi connections in Walmart parking lots. Yeah.
In the middle of the building.
We talked to Mitch after you guys were there.
Oh, yeah, he liked you guys.
No, he said, come on, tell him the truth.
Who's man. Mitch?
He liked
I thought
them,
he was
right?
nameless.
No, Mitch in Louisiana. Hefe.
Good point.
Oh, yeah.
Hefe Saloon.
There's too many duplicates.
That place is awesome.
That guy said you guys sucked and you just like used all of his shit. And shit on the bar.
Yeah,
you guys.
I wish we would have shit on the bar. Damn it.
That show was
crazy. That must have been Adam.
Dude, this one chick that was at that show had some guy buy one of our shirts for her, and then she cut it up so that it like showed her tits, and then she danced on the bar to like our music. And
she took
stripping
her shirt off
on the bar.
Oh my god!
Yeah. What do you mean? Like she cut holes for her boobs to hang out the
well,
front?
Well, no, she like cut
she
it,
took
like,
she changed in the bar. Like she took her shirt off. And
but
put
like
on
she,
our shirt.
And she like took a scissors and like made knots and cut it up.
Yeah,
like,
pretty
it.
Much.
Her
yeah.
holes where the nipples were.
Yep.
How far down were the holes, though?
They were.
That's the real question. Quality control.
How big were the holes?
Yeah, you mean how saggy?
Did you guys ever watch like
was
what
saggy? Was she a saggy swamp mama?
Or any of that crap? She's like, maybe it's just me.
Cookie nipples?
Like
or?
Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Salami nipples?
Saggy titty swamp mama.
Saggy titty swamp mama.
There's a swamp.
Look at them alligators.
Saggy titty swamp mama.
Alligator titty.
Hey, this is a new song coming at you live from Karma.
If you guys like salami, you're going to love this lady's nipples.
Aged to perfection.
That's on the B side.
Comes with some cheese.
Boy. All right, let's have some more music.
Music, please.
Tyrus, get out of the room again.
What song are we going to play?
Fuck your shit.
I don't know.
You only have one?
Like a crocodile.
Play the other one.
Oh, they like
the other one.
What happened to Victims of the Cave, you guys? Are you still together or what?
Some shit happened.
If they want to talk about that, I need to get back on the mic.
I'll let Tyrus
back in.
All right.
I was avoided in this subject.
All right, what happened?
Ooh, we got some
Just doing some talk between while you walked away.
Yeah. Gossipy as fuck.
All right.
Are you ready?
Miyagi style.
All right, so anyways, Victims of the Cave. All very nice guys. They were our friends. They're the kids. Those are the kids I hung out with. There was five of us. And that's
just, black
that was truly the group of people we hung out with in high school. That was like our high school clique. So we were really good friends. But when I graduated, I went to college and John got a job. We tried to become adults to a certain extent.
Sort of.
Mm-hmm. The other ones didn't. But I don't want to say that. But then again, they're not gonna listen to this. Yeah. So who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
And there was a little bit of a difference. And it was hard to negotiate with them. They'd always get fucked up before shows. Next thing you know, we decided there was too much drama and we broke up. They actually kicked John and I out, which was kind of funny.
But they wouldn't talk to me.
They wouldn't tell him.
No, they had to talk to Tyrus.
Well, Tyrus looks kind of nice. You look kind of scary, dude.
Oh, thank you.
You're probably also bigger than them, like taller at least.
I am.
You'll hit him with them spikes.
I think both of us are bigger than all of them.
What's
put together.
What's your figure?
Shots fired.
Oh, that was
a short night.
Yeah, so that was about it. I mean, it wasn't that special.
No, it wasn't. I've heard worse.
No new tale to tell.
No, I was in a band with Connor from Victims of the Cave, though. For 4+ years, almost 5 years, I've been jamming with him. So it's kind of weird that I'm not going to jam with him anymore.
Yeah.
But then again, I think that I'm happier where I am now with Idol Smasher. I like the music we're making. It's really slow and chunky, but we also got fast shit, and I'd love to show you guys that.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear something fast. Sounds like you just picked a song.
Yeah, what song did you pick?
What
were they gonna
do?
Pandas
to fight.
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
That's what it's called.
Like on Tekken?
Like some shit.
Idol Smashers, is that. Did you just pick that name? Because it really sounds cool.
We picked that in the studio, like. Right before we recorded.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, so I got to put something on the folder for your stuff. What are you called?
And we're sitting there like,
Dead Clowns.
You didn't go to the fridge and look for names?
We did look at the fridge.
We actually did look at the fridge. We actually did go through the fridge list.
If you look at the fridge now, there's Dick Smasher.
If that had been on there at the time, we would have gone with that. That is the best band name ever.
Puffpaster.
Oh, God. Harder to get booked at certain clubs with a name like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Idol Smasher.
Oh.
I am. fish. Titties.
Well, that was lovely.
I've had days like that, right? But I don't ever know because their shit sometimes, like, John will be singing and be like, oh, I'm thinking about muffins. Like, it's always like, it's not always like what it sounds like.
Muffin is a verb.
That was like,
muffin. Yeah, it is.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Smells terrible in here.
Oh, yeah.
So's Doc.
That's how I like it.
Dank and stanky.
Mm. It
smells like a stanky. Oh, my. Oh, it's so dank and stanky. I think it's time for mom music.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
A little something from back in the yesteryear. It's the worst little quiz in the world where I'm going to ask our contestant victim guest a bunch of uncomfortable questions that they may or may not have heard before. Are you ready to play? And yes, Nessie, you are playing.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Easy money.
Yeah, I'm putting $5 down on Nessie to win.
Fucking
I'm rooting for her.
Nessie, the girls always win.
Are you saying I play favorites?
Yeah.
All right. Nate, we're going to start with you. What's the first album you ever bought, my friend?
Iron Maiden, Seventh Son of a Seventh Son.
That was a good album cover.
Yep, on cassette. It was great.
Bold answer. Nope. That's the one I meant. It's you. I don't care.
I don't care.
Tyrus, your first album you ever purchased?
The first album I ever bought was 74 Jailbreak by AC/DC.
Ooh. Also very rocking. Strong
So
answer.
Far, you guys are all very consistent.
Nessie, what was the first album you ever bought?
I don't buy albums. I make my mom buy them for me.
And?
Oh, but that's the question. Did you ever spend your own money on anything?
No.
Then you don't support the music industry, and you're a horrible human being. All right. Dang, John, that's a zero, by the way.
Zero!
Zero.
I thought you were going to be...
And John...
My first album was Black Ice by AC/DC.
Pretty metal.
Like, yeah.
More obscure, too, than like Back in Black or Highway to Hell.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. We're going to go back to our good friend Nate. Fist fight. In all of history, who would you start a fist fight with, Nate?
David Lee Roth.
Ooh.
Nice. Maybe don't really know karate.
Dave himself.
He's thought about this before.
Yeah.
He's heard this once or twice. Tyrus, who would you start a fight with?
Andrew Fleming. The guy who invented antibiotics, because I think there's too many fucking people in this world.
Oh, shit.
Wow. I
really like
scientific.
That
scientific. That's good enough.
The guy who invented
Nessie, who would you start a fist fight with? John?
What? Is it my turn?
No.
That was a suggestion for her answer.
Oh, yeah, and I'd win that fight.
I bet.
Okay, but who would you pick a fight with in all of history?
If you could.
Beethoven.
Nice. Wow.
Fuck that dude.
I didn't see that one coming.
And he wouldn't hear you. You could sneak right up on
him. John.
Just to keep it classical, I'm going to go with a Mozart. Because fuck child prodigies.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, they're always getting all that
they're
attention.
They're fucking little assholes.
Life is just easy for them.
Hey,
right?
Look at Will Wheaton and how great he's turned out.
Who the fuck is that?
Wesley Crusher.
Really?
Oh, my bad.
The kid from Stand By Me. And,
I'm pretty sure that was...
Was he in a bubble?
Corey Feldman, dude.
Yeah, Corey Feldman.
No.
Will Wheaton was in Stand By Me.
Will Wheaton's absolutely in Stand By Me.
Thank you.
I'm thinking of Gary Coleman there, right?
Yes, it was Gary Coleman looking for the dead body with Jerry O'Connell.
What you talking about, Will?
Shit, where am I? You made me lose my place.
Oh, what's the first show you ever went to?
Oh, there you go.
First rock concert or concert.
Good thing you asked that one because it was the next question I was going to say. John, we'll start with you.
Okay. I think it was Egypt Central. It was at the Alley. It was that was pretty cool.
All right. Yeah.
Egypt Central.
Egypt Central with Redline Chemistry and Burn Halo.
Okay.
That's who it was.
Yeah. Nessie?
Mine was Victims of the Cave at Ground Zero.
Hey, that's a fun answer.
I know those guys.
I know that.
Tyrus.
Okay, so now I'm going to lose this. Because, I mean, if there could be the worst answer ever.
It could be bad that makes it more points.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking lying when I say this.
Okay.
Nickelback.
Ooh. Dang it.
I thought that was gay.
That's actually a deficit in point game.
Yeah. But a few days later, I saw Hell Yeah at Stoney's.
That's cool.
There you go.
I guess.
Were you like, Mom, can I please go to Nickelback?
I said I didn't want to go to Nickelback.
Nate, what was the first band you ever saw?
You're going to Nickelback.
The Rolling Stones' first punishment US tour.
You're grounded.
It was close. No, I saw ZZ Top with Extreme opening. Oh,
Extreme.
Yep.
It wasn't Word.
No, it was Extreme. When I lived in Texas.
Ballad Rockers.
West Texas, Odessa. It was great. The Coliseum.
Odessa. The oil.
Yep.
All right. Let's see.
ZZ Top's huge in Texas.
Yes.
I'd imagine.
I think they're the same size as everywhere else.
Trapped on a desert island. Your lover, your brother, or your mother. Who do you cannibalize first?
Who do I eat first?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I already ate my lover, so.
Ooh! In the room while we're watching.
It's nasty in here, you guys.
So I guess it went
in an erotic way.
That's what that smell is.
So I'm sorry, what was your answer?
So I guess it would have to be my brother.
Your brother. All right. Nessie, lover, brother, or mother?
My mom, because she's got a lot of meat on her.
Hey, now. Nice.
Are you the skinny girl of a fat mom?
What's her number?
Yeah.
John, I just want to say, you know. You gotta watch out. Always look at the mom.
Hiding inside there. Hiding inside, just waiting to get out.
Look at the mom.
Tyrus, brother, or mother, who do you cannibalize first? No help is coming. You have no Gilligan or professor.
Well, out of those, I fear that my poor girlfriend would die first. So, I guess right. I would eat her.
He looks
fair enough.
She wouldn't even feed the
whole
game.
If you are listening, he does look very sad as he says it. He looks very remorseful.
I'm not basing this on who I like more. I'm basing it on who I think
would survivability.
Well, actually, no. She's really good at hiking, actually, so she might be badass. Probably my mom would die first. That's horrible. But yeah.
That's
I guess my mom.
Backpedal in technical terms.
Two moms and a brother so far.
I'm going mom as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love her. She'd be pretty useless. And
just,
you know, the best way she can help.
Give you life one last time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just the mom that keeps on providing.
She'd probably be happy to do it, too.
I've never met Nate's mom. I just pictured Nate in a dress.
With long hair.
It's okay. You can
But wearing a ball cap and the same glasses and goatee.
It's like you guys.
All right, Nate, I know you've thought about this question, but pleased to be describing the loss of your innocence.
Oh, thank you.
Oh. So I was
age
15?
And circumstances.
15?
Yeah.
Did
you have hair?
Yeah, I did have hair. No, okay. Wait, 15? No. I've had my head shaved since 14. Okay.
That's what I was asking, Rick, you perverted bastard. I was asking about the hair on his head. He's going bald.
Like a nice triangle. Okay.
So, yeah, it was 15, bedroom and home, no parents around. Okay. Yeah, super
After
awkward.
School weekend?
It was a weekend. It was a Saturday. I had just gotten my hardship license so I could drive. My parents were gone so I could take my car. Yeah, it was great. Fell off the bed.
Pussy wagon.
Hit her head on a dresser.
Awesome.
Fuck yeah.
Awesome. Like, if you want to know how your first experience can be awful, I could probably give lessons. It was that bad. Like, she still talks about, remember that time you hit my head? I'm like, yeah.
Are you with that girl?
No.
Oh. But you see her from time to time.
I've talked to her by Facebook friends. Huh. I haven't seen her since high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. No, right. Like,
moving
it came
on.
Up.
Moving
and ever
on,
since then,
I'm bored
now. Rough.
Tyrus.
It's true.
Tyrus.
Well, mine was pretty much sucked, but what happened was I was with a girl for almost a year, and then we decided that we were going to have sex. I was 16. And I did. She was 16 also.
Okay.
Good. And we also, nothing illegal. And I put rose petals all over the bed and lit candles.
I remember that.
Kiss of death, dude.
And it
weenus.
How quick
first,
she break
it was,
up?
It was just the same. She was a bitch. she was. But no, actually,
for
a first time having sex, it wasn't that bad. No, it was actually pretty great. It went pretty well. We thought about it for a while. Her mom was actually a psychiatrist and talked about it.
to us for a while. So the show was
See, now that just put a whole like weird spin on the whole thing.
That's a whole category on YouPorn.
That's like it was creepy. But that she
mom teaches
that
daughter
to
how
talk
to fuck
to us
boyfriend
about it, but it did help. It
totally,
did help.
I oh bet. God. I'm sure it did. I'm
That's
sure
so
did.
Disturbing.
Young Nessie. I'm assuming, by the way, the two of you longingly gaze into each other's eyes.
If they do this in front of us, imagine what they do when no one's looking.
I assume that this isn't
this,
your
this
first
girlfriend,
time.
This girlfriend, we were both Italian, so it's like, I can't see past your hair.
But what do you, got for us? Wow.
I love Italian jokes.
Terrible story.
Oh no.
Oh, perfect. Like in a bad terrible or an awesome terrible?
Bad. Please tell me you were at least
I was 16.
Okay, good.
I was dating my best friend's brother. She put us up together and he was a year older than me. And my best friend and her boyfriend was in the same room as us and they were getting it on. And so my boyfriend's like, "Hey, what's up, girl?" And I'm like, "No." And then so he just like starts trying to fuck me, and then he ends up fucking the couch.
That's a smooth operator.
Yeah.
I don't think this feels right.
I hope your second time was better than that.
God, it seems a little dry. Oh my god, that's so rad.
That is awesome.
How do you get this out of a microswave?
John.
Microsway.
Yes. Oh my god.
Some of those together.
So, me being the youngin', I was 14, and it was my girlfriend's birthday at the time. So some birthday sex happened
with her brother.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, with her.
Okay. Yeah. It was. So we're at the Nugget, right? Having a
you had sex for
party.
His birthday.
Which Nugget?
Like at a room in a motel, or I mean, at the hotel there.
Yeah.
Did he work out?
Yeah, he was ripped.
I just want to picture this.
Anyways, okay. it was just like, well, awkward as fuck. And
oh my god.
And like on a couch in a hotel room.
Microsuede.
And, yeah, microsuede. I don't know. It was like scratchy.
You're in a hotel room. Why would you do the couch?
I'm trying not to spit my
It was the couch. No. I'll tell you why it was the couch. Okay, so the little sister was asleep
on his
chair.
Oh, little sister was in the room. How do you know she was asleep?
How little sister?
Like
little?
8.
Oh. Why is her boyfriend trying to play leapfrog? It's like he can't make it over her.
and then
God, that's awful.
I don't remember who else was there, but they were in the other room. So we were on the couch.
Trying to help me get my knees to touch my shoulders.
The parents are thinking, there's no way they'll do that in the room with the 8-year-old.
Yeah, well, they thought wrong.
Shit.
Was it a sneaky fuck or what?
Like, not even sneaky. Like
Skeet.
Like under the blanket, no one's looking type of thing? Or?
Like, there were no blankets.
You're right. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Like, half clothed.
It's the couch
like,
in the hotel. Oh, my God. Of course there's no blankets.
Awkward no blankets as fuck. And no condoms.
So you could do that whole stand up and back. Zip up and accidentally get shit caught in it.
Yeah,
move.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That bad.
Your pale, skinny bodies with the eye makeup and the... Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so...
She could take home off a trailer hitch.
Hey, allegedly. Allegedly.
She's a little 8-year-old girl.
I was
in
an 8-year-old girl, yeah.
That was the voice of an 8-year-old girl.
Rad.
So, yeah.
No.
That
was not cool.
Not
all right.
Rad. So, John, you're on a road trip across the country in the buddy movie that is your life. What famous celebrity do you take with you?
Oh, shit. Let's see. I would have to take...
Wow, he's so unprepared
for
this.
Are you ready for this? No. Right. Suspense, damn it.
Oh, okay.
The suspense.
Building.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah. Are you ready?
Do it.
Because I'm not.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. What? I can't hear
what?
You.
What did he say?
I would take any dead celebrity just so I'd have a corpse in the scene.
Oh, yeah. There's Oprah. The
necrophilia thing.
So yeah. You'd be going for a whole weekend of Bernie's
like,
vibe.
I'd like take, like, dead Oprah.
America with
I'd take
Bernie.
Dead Oprah. I don't want her alive. I want her dead, though. Dead
she,
Oprah.
Is she
dead
still Oprah. Alive?
Yes. Yes.
I want to listen to her.
Not as she is today, but as she is in the future.
Ew.
A time-traveling Oprah. Nessie.
I would take Scarlett Johansson because she's got nice boobs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Winner! Excellent. Ding, 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 ding.
She knows how to play.
She really
Tyrus.
Does.
All right, I would take Tiny Tim, the singer.
Weirdo! Oh, yeah!
I thought you meant the boy from the Dickens novel.
No, because if you took him, he has like multiple voices. He could talk all low because he's like seven fucking feet tall.
It's like the creepiest
guy. You would fucking shoot yourself in the head.
He could also impersonate like a person that has a high pitched voice.
Hey, can we pull over and get some more cheese whiz and beef jerky?
Do you know he never used towels to dry his body off? He always used paper towels because they were cleaner.
Throw
oh my gosh, but, the paper towels.
Wait. I have one question to follow up on this one. Right. Who's pitching and who's catching?
Who's pitching and who's catching?
It's a road trip.
Can you imagine fucking Tyrus climbing on top of Tiny Tim?
The strongest part of a building should always be, I believe, the base.
The foundation.
Yeah, the foundation. And I think that Tiny Tim being 7 feet tall, if I pounded him, you wouldn't even be able to hear it in the next room. It would just be... Just, you know what I'm saying? Like prison sex.
Give him take it like a man points. That's good.
That's good. That's right. Actually helping out a whole lot there. And me.
I'm going to go Vince Vaughn.
Right on. Yeah. Buddy movie.
Yeah.
Buddy
movie. Yeah. Right. Funny. He can be funny. He can be super serious. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to now throw this over to Nick for some rapid fire questions.
Okay. You know what? I think I got that question mixed up in my head. I thought it was the... Which celebrity would you do? That's why the Tiny Tim. Never mind.
Well, I was wondering why you just assumed that they would be fucking each other.
I apologize to
right.
you and
I
the listeners.
I answered willingly.
But that was a
good Yeah, that was not a who would you do. That was who would you ride across the country in a car with.
I got excited because I thought she was going to do Scarlett Johansson.
Hey, I'll tell you who my
answer totally would.
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Ding, ding, ding. All right, let's go with some
rapid
fire.
We'll all be watching that buddy movie.
All right, I'm going to rapid fire. I'm going to point around the room, and you go. Milk and cookies or whiskey and Coke?
Whiskey and Coke.
Whiskey and Coke.
Milk and cookies.
Whiskey and Coke.
All right. All right, let's go from the bottom. Let's go.
Straight edge.
Yep. Greeks or the Romans?
Romans.
Greeks.
I'm fucking Italian.
Romans.
All right.
Homophobe.
metal or punk?
Punk.
Metal.
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 All right. Brady Bunch or Partridge Family?
Partridge Family.
Brady Bunch.
Brady Bunch.
Brady Bunch.
All right.
No hesitation opinions on that one.
Blue pill or red pill?
A lot of people smoke dope and watch.
Oh, the one that takes you to reality. I forget.
Okay.
Red.
Blue.
Red.
All right.
Blue also gives you a boner, though.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so down with
that's
that.
Right.
Don't forget.
Oh, lady boner.
Lady boner. Weed or booze?
Booze.
Booze.
Weed.
Weed.
Oh, 50-50 on that one. All right. How about cheater, cheated, or both?
Cheated.
Cheated.
Wow, girl, cheated. You look like a squirter.
Whoa, where did that come from? Yeah.
Everybody got cheated
How are you
on.
So rude?
Yep.
Channel
Bunch
that anger.
Bunch of lying motherfuckers.
Mushrooms or LSD?
LSD.
LSD.
Mushrooms, man.
Mushrooms.
All right, 50-50 on the drugs with these guys. Brad Clooney. Oh, wait. Brad Pitt?
Brad Clooney or George Clooney? Pitt.
Yeah.
George Clooney.
George Clooney.
Brad Pitt for the hair.
George Clooney.
Ooh, a bunch of Clooney lovers. All right, a couple
Poltergeist
more.
Or Saw?
Oh, thank you, Zombo.
What?
Poltergeist or Saw?
Poltergeist or Saw?
Poltergeist.
Saw.
Poltergeist.
Poltergeist.
Our question from Zombo. You can
thank
still
you,
check
Zombo.
Him out at his website. Please do.
Waylon or Willie?
Waylon.
I think I'm too young for this one.
Waylon.
Willie.
You must be at least high, this high to ride this
Willie
ride.
Smokes weed, right?
So oh, yeah. You're talking
Willie
about fucking Willie Nelson.
Dad, but
of course, yes.
And Waylon Jennings.
Waylon Jennings.
I got a new one for the show. I don't know if you're too old for
Punch
this.
Punch or Judy?
No, it's not that. It's close, though. Bert or Ernie?
Oh,
nobody will want
that. Tells Bert, you a lot about a person.
Oh, Bert.
Bert.
Ernie.
Bert.
And I'm going to derail the show. Has anybody watched the new Muppet show, The Muppets?
No.
It's on every week again.
I did watch it.
It's kind of cool. You should really watch it. It's kind of like 30 Rock, but it's The Muppets instead of a vaudeville thing. It's really awesome. It doesn't suck, so I suggest you check it out.
I was afraid it would suck.
No, it was
did
cool.
You watch it?
It was...
No, I don't get taped TV.
Yeah, I watched it. I didn't think it was all that great, but next week
it'll
be better.
I watched it with my kid. It was good. It was fun.
Right on. Yeah. Okay, so
check it out.
I like the Muppet Show. Fuck off.
Yeah. The Muppet Show was rad. Song,
the Great Gonzo or Fozzie Bear?
Fozzie Bear.
Fozzie Bear.
The Great Gonzo.
Great Gonzo.
All right, 50-50, dude.
Okay, circumcised or not?
Not.
Not.
Circumcised.
Circumcised.
I don't know why I said not.
Are you?
Yeah.
Because
he's
saying,
a Christian.
Wow, you're a white blonde in America. I'm imagining you.
Okay, just a couple more for
you.
Are
you like looking through my pants right now?
Bald or bush?
Bald.
Bush.
Bald.
Bush.
Oh, nice. 50-50. Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Elvis.
Elvis.
The Beatles were a boy band, Elvis.
AIDS or cancer?
AIDS.
AIDS.
Cancer.
AIDS.
Gay or ginger?
Gay.
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 Bang it. All right.
Fuck yeah.
Go for it.
Puke or diarrhea?
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Puke.
Diarrhea.
Cha-cha-cha.
Beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Arrested, I'm white.
Beat up.
Beat up.
Ooh.
Good.
Fucked up shit.
It's ooh. True. Charged answer there. Charged answer. Ooh.
Ooh. Racial tensions ooh. Are rising.
Sorry to point out, but the truth is out.
That's right. All right. So if you can live in a world with either sex or metal, but you couldn't have both, which would you pick?
Wow. The couple here in the corner looks very confused.
The craziest face.
I know this one.
So,
John? Metal.
Metal.
Wow.
Metal.
This is why. This
metal.
Is why.
Getting a small amount of applause from the other. Oh, that wasn't metal. Supposed to be that. There we go.
So you live
really?
In the world
you
with metal.
Choose metal over sex?
The vibrations.
We would just breed the humans some other way.
Well,
they just extract the
didn't
shit
you,
out of
I was assuming you meant it themselves, and they would all be physically or chemically neutered somehow.
Right.
So they just listened to metal till the human race died.
Neutered by the toxic
sounds,
holocaust.
Sounds pretty fun.
Ideal.
Wow, all that right. More sex for the rest of us.
I think you guys passed the test. What'd they get, Roy?
Well, you know, it was a narrow, tight race.
Like
I'm looking at you, Tyrus. I'm looking at you, Tyrus. But your score of 875,000 points.
What?
Was not enough to beat Nessie's 972 for
yeah.
The couch fucking story. That's what won it right there.
Fucking a couch.
Nessie knows how to play.
Yep.
Thank you all for playing. Nate, you've never gotten more than a handshake out of us, and that's not going to change today. Glad you're here. John, good to see you. Let's hear some more songs.
You know, when the Beatles were on the show, Yoko won the quiz then, too.
Right. Yeah, but Yoko didn't say anything about fucking a couch.
She didn't have to.
No, that poor
said,
boy.
There's,
your own pubic
there's this thing about like creating art out of her own menstrual fluid, but
yeah, what are we doing? She's a weirdo.
I got a clip out, and he ended up fucking the couch. That would be a great drop. Don't you think?
Yeah, your voice is gonna live forever on this show
God.
Now.
Just fucking a couch.
And this guy, he was like, you know, fucking this couch. Yay.
Whoa. I was like, hey, slow down, buddy.
Hey, it was a female couch.
You're going to get a rug burn.
It was this gay.
Do you hear what we're doing, John?
You don't know where that couch has been.
First song and then Butter Duck.
What?
We're doing our first song and then Butter Duck.
That sounds hot.
Are we going to double up on it?
It won't take
They're
long.
Short, though.
Oh, okay, cool. Sounds great, you guys.
Yeah, sure.
Y'all ready for
totally.
This?
Let's go smash it.
Smashers.
Give me another one.
Do it again. Yeah. Do it again.
Okay. Shred.
Butter duck.
Butter duck.
Yeah.
Rad.
Fucking
short, sharp shot.
It's always so silly.
So hot. You
supposed
love it.
So when can people catch you on stage in the future in the Reno, Nevada area?
Take it, Nate.
We play three times this month. We play the 9th at Ground Zero with Dissident, who are really good friends of ours. They're super good band.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear over max volume being vulgar and crap.
Sexually.
Ground Zero on Taylor Street, correct?
Yeah. Yep. On the 9th. So it's 324 Taylor. We play with Blood Moon and Dissident. And then we play again Monday, October 19th at Holland Project with Thou and the Body and Dissidents again.
And hey, go help out Holland Project because they're trying to build the build yes. by the building
yeah. Yeah.
so they can keep being Holland Project
they are
forever.
Nice.
They're a great, great place.
Yep.
Totally has helped change this town.
And then we play the 24th, Saturday, October 24th at PB&J's with The Ghost Inside, Blinded Youth, and Impurities. And if you have not seen Blinded Youth, you need to see Blinded Youth.
Holy shit.
And where can They're people amazing. Find you on the internet?
Idolsmasher.bandcamp.com. You can also go to Facebook.com/Idolsmasher. And we're going to actually be in here this weekend recording our next release.
Fucking ass.
And I'm sorry, is it Idolsmasher singular?
Yeah,
not
it's plural? Singular. It's not plural.
I've been calling you Idolsmashers.
It's a
dick.
Well, they together
no, I didn't
are
fail. You guys have the wrong band name.
Yeah, it's like technically, yeah, with
no,
all of us, it would
dick
be plural.
Smasher. Together we are the
Dick
Idol
Smasher.
Smashers.
I would have gotten
Dick
it right.
Smasher.
The Idol Smashers formed to become the Dick Smasher.
Yes.
Hey Nick, do you have anything coming up in this next weekend?
His penis.
God. Like I said, I'm hosting open mic on Monday, and then I'm going to go down to Festival Supreme on the 10th and go
shit.
See me some Tenacious D. And some all right. Diantward.
All right, well, that sits a little further
Diantward
out.
Diantward is playing?
Yep.
I met a guy from South Africa.
Oh, where are they playing at?
I met a guy from South Africa, and
at
he said it was called Diantward.
Okay,
yeah, it's Diantward.
Diantward.
If you see him, tell him to play
it's
in Reno.
It's Germanic, African, Afrikaner.
They call right. Black dudes in that shit, too.
No, just none. The drummer, actually, I think.
All right,
I
so I want to
like
draw
the drummer in the video.
He's
it's like Samoan or something.
He thinks he's mulatto.
I'm going to draw y'all's attention to some events then that's happening. Tonight, this very night that you're listening to this show, you could go catch Loud as Folk featuring
ooh.
Eric Stanglin.
Motherfucker.
Super
yeah.
good friend of the show.
Master
premier
guitarist.
Reno guitarist, guitar mentor, and teacher and songwriter. He'll be playing at Loud as Folk as Picnic as they return to their first Thursday.
Get there before the panties hit the floor.
Is that still Spike's still doing that, right?
Yes, yeah. He has. Spike's organizing that. Totally.
Yeah. Spike
McGuire. Let's see. Also, on Friday night, Clown Bar is a play opening at Good Luck Macbeth, directed by our good friend Ashley Marie. So please go check that out. If you're down south of the city, John Underwood will be live at Sassafras.
Ooh. He's good. If you haven't seen him, one man show.
And Sassafras is kind of a really cool club with a neat stage.
I haven't been there yet.
Down in the Carson area.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not too far out of the way, and it's really nice. And they have great fucking food.
Oh, that's the place with the pool, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
They got hot springs.
It's next to the hot
Doesn't
spring
matter
pool.
How cold okay, yeah. it is, you can fucking go swimming in the hot spring water.
Let's see.
Nice stage, everything, yeah. Fucking great food.
Then we've got other events. Saturday, October 3rd. Huh, who is this? What is this? Is this a real event?
I'm sure it's not important.
I'm asking, is this a real event?
No, who are you asking?
The band in the other room?
Oh, the Karma?
Oh,
what?
October 3rd?
They all woke
October
up 3rd. From their stupor.
No, I'm sorry. October 3rd we'll be in San Francisco, yeah.
All right, well, okay.
With Sick Kitty Sit.
I was going to say, yeah. You showed up on my thing. Karma, Sick Kitty Sit, and two other bands I don't care about.
Why, there's a band called Why These Coyotes, which I think is a great name.
All right, so if you're in that area, you should go check it out.
Are there any black people in that?
No.
Off the bridge.
All right,
and
so,
Matt River, San Francisco, awesome, yeah, Hotel Utah.
Hotel Utah, yeah.
So, go, and then there's a Reno Celtic Celebration Saturday night as well, and whatever the fuck.
Kiel?
Kiel, thank you.
Kiel.
Kiel.
C-E-O-L.
Irish
Kiel.
Pub. So go check it out. There's lots of good stuff happening in Reno this weekend. Don't be a douche. Don't stay at home.
Yeah, and you know what I noticed on Reno or Bust? Every weekend that dude puts out Friday, shows you what's playing. Saturday shows you what's playing. It's not everything, but you can add on your event. And then, you know, it's nice. It's a nice reference place to go.
Yeah. I'll give a little shout out to at Reno Hipsters for immediately retweeting the podcast every week within 10 minutes of me posting it.
Oh, fucking
so whoever's doing that, you got your finger on the pulse and thank you. Or it's an automatic thing and, well, thank you anyway.
Oh, I just suck his dick.
No, that was
Nick, you don't have to do that for everyone, Nick. That's just at Christmas, I'll tell you who you can do that for.
That's fucked up.
Man. They deserve a good blowjob, you know?
Yes, they do sometimes.
Felix.
we got anything else? Am I missing anything? I think I'm done. Yeah.
All right. You want to remind people some safety?
Well, seriously, I was thinking about this just today. If you're doing anything, your hands are your most important tool and are very important to you. And you guys think it's funny, but it's not that funny when your hand gets fucked up. So if you're doing something, handling anything at all, why not just wear gloves? It only takes a second.
You're right.
Get yourself some good gloves.
Thank you, Chief.
Even that.
You're welcome. And your eyes are important, too.
Uric acid could burn through your skin.
Well, anything. Get a sliver. Why not just wear a fucking glove?
Get an infection.
Yeah.
Sliver.
Yeah, you could get a MRSA infection in your hand from jerking off.
Has that happened?
Wow. No.
Then you've got larger problems.
Playing with wood.
Playing with fire.
So, ladies Nothing and gentlemen, for Chewbacca, Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, JoJo, all the staff here at the studio, and Idol Smasher.
And Karma.
And Karma. Whatever. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd telling you that life is short, and I love you.
Pepperoni nipples.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Disqualified!
Oh, I'm sorry. May we suggest Mr. Ray's Wig World?
Dogwater Studios.
Are you sure he's gay?
Mm-hmm.